弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我很高兴我们在主日的清晨我们再一次的相聚。
Very happy we can get together on the Sunday morning.
我们一起来敬拜神。
We can worship the Lord together.
那么我们今天来继续的看加拉太书。
Let's continue to study Galatians.
那么上个星期我们讲了那个国王的三个问题。
So last week we talked about there are three questions of the king.
那么这个国王想问的三个问题就是什么是最重要的时间。
And the king asked the three questions. What is the most important time?
那什么是最重要的人。
What is the most important person?
那么什么是最重要的事情要做。
What is the most important thing to do?
那么当他来到这个山上去找那三位贤士来寻求答案的时候。
So he was looking for three wise men to, for the answer.
那么其中他们这个三个贤士呢其中有一个人拿着宝剑就对准了他的喉咙。
And so the three wise men, one of the three wise men, used a sword to target his throat.
所以就问了他这三个问题。
So ask him those three questions.
那么国王在这个情况下他突然他就明白了这个三个贤士是用着这个场景来启示他一个正确的答案。
So all of a sudden the king understand that those three wise men using that circumstances to teach him to answer those questions.
那么什么是最重要的时间呢？
What is the most important time?
那国王一看就知道这个是现在。
And the king knew when the sword pointed at him, it is now.
因为这个是关键的时候，他生命都是悬在旦夕啊。
And this is a critical time because his life is on the threat.
所以是现在这个时候，我们可以把握的。
It is now that something he can, control.
有些人呢是活在过去。
And many people are living in the past.
他们沉醉于过去的成就或者是懊悔之中。
And very often indulging past achievements or regrets.
那有些人呢是活在将来。
And many people live in the future.
正如那个明日歌所说的明日复明日明日何其多。
Just like the song of tomorrow said, tomorrow will be tomorrow, tomorrow will be so many.
其实我们可以把握的时间就是现在。
The only thing we can really grasp is now.
那么什么是最重要的人呢？
But what is the most important person?
那这最重要的人当然就是拿着宝剑的那个人了。
So of course the most important person is the person who is holding the sword.
因为他随时可以要了这个国王的命啊。
Because the life of the king is the control of the person holding the sword.
所以当国王看到这个场景他就知道这个答案什么是最重要的人就是跟你在一起的人。
So the king realized the most important person is the person who is with you.
所以我们应该珍惜我们周围的人。
So we need to cherish the people around us.
因为神把这些人放在我们的周围。
And because God put in those people around us.
我们一起走这个人生的道路。
So we're walking this life together.
可能只有一段很短的时间。
Maybe it's a very short period of time.
那也可能是很长的一段时间像是配偶可能有几十年在一起。
And maybe it's just like a couple spent decades together.
但是这个时间都是有限的。
And all the time is limited.
希望我们珍惜我们周围的人。
So we need to cherish the people around us.
那么什么是最重要的事情呢？
But what is the most important thing?
如果你知道这个拿宝剑的这个人是准备要刺这个国王的时候。
And so if you know the person holding the sword is going to, to kill the king.
那我们就知道最重要的事情做这个时候就是什么？我们要爱我们周围的人。
And so we know the most important thing is to love the people around us.
所以 人生的各种经历都是给我们提供一个机会，让我们更好的去认识神。
So various experience in our life is trying to enhance the knowledge of God.
同时这也是提升我们自己的品格。
Also, use those things to enhance our own characters.
所以这就是我们上次所讲的信息。
And so that's what we talked about last week.
那么保罗借着这个加拉太书所告诉我们所要做的这个事情不是说将来要做的事情，而是我们现在要做的事情。
And the Paul taught us, it's not something we need to do in the future, is that something we need to do now?
而且这些个事情呢，就是要从我们周围的人开始做。
And all those things we need started with the people around us.
就是从操练彼此相爱开始。
And start practice loving each other.
那如果我们对我们的周围的人都能够完全的接纳和真诚的相爱的话。
So you are willing to really start loving people and truly accept each other.
那我们就是完成了神所交付我们学的功课。
So the world will really learn what God wants to teach us.
当然这一切自然都离不开教会这个属灵的大家庭。
All those things inseparable from the big spiritual family of the church.
这是我们提升自己的一个重要平台。
So this is a very important platform for us to improve ourselves.
那今天我们研读加拉太书啊，就即将进入尾声了。
So today's study of Galatians is about to come to an end.
那保罗在第五章完成了对基督救恩的系统论述。
And Paul completed a systematic discussion of Christ's salvation in chapter 5.
所以在书信的结尾部分他给予加拉太信徒最后的勉励。
So at the end of the letter, he gave the Galatian believers the last encouragement.
这些都是非常实际的教导。
And all those are very practical teachings.
不仅有助于当时的信徒，就是对我们今天基督徒的信仰生活同样大有益处。
So besides the help to those believers at that time, also is very beneficial to the faith of life of Christians today.
那么它可以更好地帮助我们享受在基督里的自由。
Also helping us to enjoy the freedom in Christ.
那今天我们要看的经文呢，就在加拉太书的第六章一到十节。
Today we're going to study Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 to 10.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经，新约的加拉太书。
If you have a Bible, please turn on your Bible, Galatians chapter 6.
那我们来看第一节到第十节。
Let's read verse 1 to 10.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read in English.
加拉太书第六章第一节，弟兄们。若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
For if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
个人应当查验自己的行为。这样他所夸的就专在自己不在别人了。
But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have a rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another.
因为个人必担当自己的担子。
For each one shall bear his own load.
在道理上受教的当把一切虚荣的供给施教的人。
Let him who is taught the word, sharing all good things with him, who teaches.
不要自欺， 神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let's do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
所以我们初读这段经文的话，这些串联似乎是结构上都比较松散。
So if we just kind of glance at this passage, it appears those exhortations seem to be very loosely structured.
好像没有一定的规律可以循。
It doesn't seem to have a certain pattern to follow.
但实际情况也并非如此。
In reality, it's not true.
我们来仔细读的话，我们就发现这段经文可以分成两部分。
If we pay attention, this passage can be roughly divided into two parts.
那么第一节到第六节为第一部分是劝勉的一些细则。
And the first part of verse 1 to 6 are detailed principles of exhortation.
那么包含了集体的准则和个人的责任。
Including collective guidelines and individual responsibilities.
那这两部分的内容是交替出现的。
And those two parts appear alternately.
那么第七节到第十节的第二部分就属于劝勉的一些普遍的原则。
So verse 7 to 10 is the second part deal with the general principle exhortation.
那么我们先来看这第一部分的集体的一些准则是什么。
So let's look at the collective guidelines.
所以保罗给教会三个劝勉，均为命令句式。
So Paul gives three encouragement to the church,All of which were imperative.
这是教会的一些重要功能。
And so there is a very important function of the church.
而且与信徒的这个属灵生命的成长是密切相关的。
And it closely relates to the spiritual growth of the believers.
那么这三个劝勉针对教会中三类不同的人。
Those three encouragements are aimed at the three different types of people.
那么第一个是在第一节是被过犯所胜过的人。
The first type is talk about overtaking any trespass.
那第二类的人是在第二节是身负重担的人。
And the second type is in verse 2, talk about the bear heavy burdens.
那么第三类在第六节是那些专职教导的人。
And the third type is in verse 6, talk about those who teach full time.
那么所传讲的信息对这三类人是完全一样。
And the message to all those three people are the same.
那就是要彼此的相爱。
We need to love one another.
对于被过犯所胜过的人，保罗在第一节吩咐说要将他们挽回。
For those who have been overtaken in trespass, Paul taught them to help them to restore.
那么注意这里提到的一些个前提条件。
Pay attention to the prerequisite.
那第一个前提条件说这你们属灵的人就说只有灵性成熟的人才能担当此重任。
The first one is talk about spiritual people, only spiritual maturity people and take those important tasks.
那第二个呢是讲到要用温柔的心。
And second one is talk about you need to use a gentle heart.
这是指挽回他们所用的方法和态度。
Is talk about how to restore them, your attitude and your method.
那对于第二类身负重担的人，那保罗就鼓励信徒说要彼此的分担。
And for those who bear heavy burdens, Paul encouraged believers to bear the burden with one another.
那么这是基督律法的根本。
So this is the foundation of Christ's law.
所以讲到律法，我们知道保罗讲了很多次的律法在这卷书里面，但是这里面他在律法的前面加了一个修饰词，是基督的律法。
And so here that Paul had talked about Christ's law many times, but here talk about the Christ's law.
那么这个律是什么？就是彼此相爱的真实体现。
So what is this law? It's talk about true manifestation of love for one another.
那么对于第三类这个专职教导的人，保罗叮嘱教会要供应他们的需要。
And for the third type, we talk about those who teach words. Paul told the church to provide for their needs.
因为初期的教会没有固定的神职人员。
Because the early church, they did not have a permanent clergy.
那么也没有现今教会的一些聘任的制度。
And there was nothing like current hiring systems.
所以这些服侍教会的领袖是生活上没有着落的。
And so those leaders who are responsible teaching did not have any means to support themselves.
所以完全依赖教会弟兄姐妹的爱心奉献。
So they totally rely on the love and offering of the brothers and sisters.
那么直到如今，实际上现在世界上有些地区的这个教会还是这样的情况。
So this is still the case in churches in some part of the world.
所以这样保罗的教导就显得格外的重要。
Therefore, Paul's teaching really is extremely important.
为什么保罗只提到这三类的情况，我们不得而知。
Why Paul only mentioned those three types of situations, we don't know.
但是可以确信，就是这些教导在现今的教会当中，我们知道也是很有价值。
But one thing we know is that these teachings are still very valuable in the church today.
那么其中第二项跟第三项就是分担重担和供应这个教导人的需要，这个比较容易理解。
The second and third that is easy to understand, talk about bear one's burden and also to support the teachers.
那我们教会在这方面做的也是非常的出色。
And this area, our church is doing extremely well.
那么从教会的领袖到会众，大家在彼此帮助、分担重担、彼此关怀方面都有很好的榜样。
From the leader to the congregation, everyone has a good example in sharing the burden and caring for each other.
那此外，教会在尊重牧师、爱护牧师方面也有很好的见证。
Also, the church has a really good testimony of respecting the pastor and caring for the pastor.
So, 一个善待传道人的教会是一个蒙福的教会。
A church that treats preacher kindly is a blessed church.
这是一个简单的道理，但却不是一件容易做到的事情。
This is a very simple truth, but it's not easy to do.
那么至于第一项，讲到说这个挽回这个被过犯所胜的人，这个需要一些解释。
But for the first one, we need to have some explanation. Talk about those one who overtaking in trespass.
那么被过犯所胜过的人是指基督徒，他没有好的见证。
And those who are overtaking in trespass refer to Christians who do not have a good testimonies.
所以教会的责任就是要挽回他们。
The church's responsibility is to restore them.
这里特别强调说要用温柔的心。
Here, emphasize to be, really we need to bring them back in a spirit of gentleness.
当然不能认同他们的行为。
Of course, we cannot agree with their behaviors.
但是我们要接纳他们，他们是我们的弟兄姐妹。
We have to learn to accept them because they are our brothers and sisters.
所以这就是教会的功能所在。
And this is the function of the church.
所以如果有人跌倒的话，那么众人就扶他一把。
And so if someone falls, we need to help them to stand up.
所以我们不让任何一个人掉队。
So we don't want anybody get behind.
那比如说我们当中若有人是停止聚会的情况。
And if for example, if some of us stop gathering, stop go to church.
那么大家都去关心他。
If everyone care for that person,
那么这样的话可以把他拉回来，能够继续参加教会。
So we can bring that person back, continue to be part of the church.
所以这种 团体这个集体的生活对于我们基督徒的一个属灵的生命成长是非常关键。
So this is critical for our church spiritual growth.
那在上个世纪呢，德国有一个非常著名的神学家，他的名字叫潘霍华。
And there's a very famous theologian in the last century. His name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
那么潘霍华呢，他是神学方面非常有造诣的哈。
And he is a very famous theologian.
但是呢，他对教会就有很强烈的负担哈。
He has a strong burden for the church.
那他写了一本书叫《团契生活》。
He wrote a book called Life Together.
这本书很薄的，很短的一本书哈。
This is a very short book.
但是是非常有价值的一本书。
It's an extremely valuable book.
他就讲到说，基督徒的生活，在这个团体的生活，对基督徒来说是非常重要的。
How important that a Christian the life need to be together.
他不但是这样教导的，他也是这样做的。
And besides, he teaches, he also practices himself.
所以他生活的那个时代呢，德国正是希特勒掌权的时候。
At the time, it was ruled by Hitler.
那么他就有一段时间，他被迫就离开德国，他要到英国去，来照顾这个英国的一些德国移民的教会。
So at that time, he was forced to leave Germany to go to England to take care of the people came from Germany.
那后来，当这个德国的有一个教会请他回去做牧师的时候。他毅然就离开了英国回去德国。
So then there was a church of a German that invited him to go back to be the pastor. He, without hesitation, he went back.
他知道德国教会的需要实在是非常的大。
He knows the needs of the church of Germany.
因为当时很多的德国教会一大批的都是支持希特勒的。
And because there's many churches support Hitler.
所以他也有机会后来来到美国短期的居住。
And so he had an opportunity to come to United States to live for a short period of time.
但的负担就是他不可以离开他在德国的这些个弟兄姐妹。
But his burden is never leave the church, his church in Germany.
但是当他回去德国的时候，他很快我们就知道他就被捕了。
So when he went back to Germany, immediately he was arrested.
那么就是在监狱里的时候，他就开始组织监狱里的这些基督徒大家一起来聚会。
Even in prison, he was gathering Christians to have a fellowship together.
因为他知道这个弟兄姐妹在一起的团契生活是非常重要的。
He understands the importance of the fellowship.
那么后来潘霍华就是在德国的监狱里面被这个纳粹最后把他处死了。
And he was persecuted by Nazi while he was in jail.
He killed.
He was killed.
Yeah. 所以我们看到说这个大家彼此分担啊，这个彼此的团契生活对我们基督徒是何等的重要。
So we know how important it is to bear a burden with each other and to have a fellowship.
那接下来我们来一起来思考一些个人的责任。
Now we need to think about some of the personal responsibilities.
我们刚才说了，保罗讲到集体的这个准则和个人的责任是交替的出现的。
Earlier we talked about the collective principle and the personal responsibility that is all related.
所以保罗给出了三个警告哈。
And Paul gave us three warnings.
第一个警告在第一节说小心被引诱。
And the first warning is in the verse 1, be careful of being tempted.
那么第二个警告在第三节，那么在第七节又有重复，讲到不可自欺。
And the second warning is in verse 3 and 7. Talk about do not be deceived.
那么第三个 则是在第九节讲到不可丧志。
And the third warning is in verse 9, talk about not grow weary.
所以这三个劝告与保罗的三个命令是相关联的。
And those three counsels are related to Paul's three commands.
也就是说，当你挽救他人的时候，小心自己被引诱。
In other words, when you try to restore others, be careful not being tempted.
当互相担当的时候，不要自欺。
And don't deceive yourself when you are bearing burden for others.
当行善的时候，不可丧志。
And don't grow weary when you are doing good.
所以我们来一一分析这些责任。
And so let's analyze those responsibilities one by one.
首先，当我们看到他人跌倒的时候，你不能有骄傲的心。
First of all, when you see someone fall, not to have a prideful heart.
不要说我绝对不会那样。
Don't say I won't be like him.
因为每个人的情况不同。
Everyone's situation is different.
对于一个人轻而易举的事情。
And for someone it may be easy.
那对另外一个人可能是毕生要学的功课。
And for others, it may be a homework for life.
那么每个人都有软弱的地方，都有跌倒的时候。
Everyone has a weakness and falls.
所以我们不要在别人的软弱上夸口。
Don't boast in others' weakness.
这样我们才能以谦逊和温柔的心去帮助别人。
Therefore, we can help others with humility and gentleness.
所以一个属灵上的金科玉律就是说，你在什么事上夸口，你就会在什么事上跌跤。
So there's a spiritual golden rule. What you boast about will cause you to fall as well.
我再说一遍，你在什么事上夸口，你就会在什么事上跌跤。
What you boast about will cause you to fall.
那么最明显的例子就是圣经里面的那个彼得哈。
And the most obvious example is Peter.
那么当耶稣说你们当中有人会出卖我的时候哈。
And so when Jesus says someone's going to betray me.
那彼得就说我绝对不会那样。
He just said that's not going to be me.
那当耶稣跟他说你在鸡叫之前天亮之前你会有三次不认我。
And then Jesus actually told him that you're going to deny me three times before the rooster crow.
那么他怎么样说他说我绝对不会。
And he said, what did he say? He said, I will never do that.
但是我们最后知道结果他确确实实是这样做的。
But actually he denied Jesus three times.
所以我们不能在别人的软弱上夸口。
Do not boast other people's, in other people's weakness.
那第二个是讲到不可自欺。
The second warning talk about do not be deceived.
我们来看第三节，第三节讲到说人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
In verse 3, talk about if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
这是什么意思呢？我们来看第二节跟第五节。
So what does that mean? Let's look at verse 2 and 5.
那么这两节经文是不是矛盾呢？
Also, are they contradict each other?
你看一处第二节说你们要分担这个担子。
And the first two talk about you need to bear one another's burdens.
那第五节说你们个人必须要自己担自己的担子。
And verse 5 talk about we need to bear our own burden.
那这两处好像是讲完全相反的事情。
It seems to talk about something totally opposite.
其实这个担子在这两节经文中啊，它是希腊原文是用了两个不同的字。
So the burden himself, actually original Greek text, they're using two different words.
第二节这个词呢是代表重担。
And so the verse 2 represent heavy burdens.
这表明超过了人的承受能力。
Talk about as something burdens beyond one's ability to bear.
因此大家要彼此的分担。
So we need to bear one another's burden.
第五节这个词呢的意思是表示是一个人的责任。
And the verse 5 is talk about someone's responsibility.
因此我们就是无法分担的。
And so, therefore we cannot really share.
所以我们每个人必须要对自己负责。
So we all had to be accountable for ourselves.
所以我们没有办法去改变环境或者是他人。
Because we cannot change the environment or others.
但是我们可以决定我们对这些人和事采取什么样的态度。
However, we can determine our attitude toward the environment and our reaction to others.
那我认识了一个基督教里面很有名的一对夫妇的话啊。
Actually, I know a very famous couple in church.
那么他们就有一个最大的困扰啊。
And there's something really bother them the most.
是因为他这么有名气啊，然后他在做的很多人都知道他们的教导，但是他们的儿子就非常的不能成才啊。
So they are very, very famous that, but however, they have a son is not very capable.
所以第一开始他们就非常的为这个事情苦恼。
And so they were very troublesome by this.
直到最后他们可以从这里面走出来啊。
But then they were able to finally walk out of it.
其中这个姐妹就跟我们分享过说她怎么样走出这个圈子里面啊。
And so the wife talked about how she walked out of that situation.
因为说他的儿子就到了60岁还是不能自己独立，还需要他们供应啊。
And their son was 60 years old, would not be able to independent and still need the support by his parents.
所以他们就知道说什么是我可以做的事情，什么不是我的责任。
So they realize what are the things that is their responsibility, what are not.
所以这就是说个人要担个人的担子。
So let's talk about we all need to bear our own, we are accountable for our responsibilities.
很多时我们担子太重是因为我们要担别人的担子。
And sometimes maybe our load are too heavy because we are carrying others' burdens.
这是不是我们所要担的，我们可以分担别人，但是属于别人的责任这是他自己的事情。
Okay, then so that means we can share out the burden, but if there's a certain responsibility other people need to do it and don't take it over.
所以那么不可自欺到底是什么事，什么意思呢？
So what does that mean not to be deceived?
就说人看自己不能够看自己过于当得的。
So one cannot think of oneself too seriously.
所以不要相互的比较。
And don't compare with each other.
也不需要判断别人。
And don't judge others.
我们如果将自己的长处跟别人的短处相比呢，我们就会洋洋得意。
And so if you compare your own strengths with weakness of others, you will feel you're a better person.
那个骄傲自满就是败坏的一个源头。
And it becomes the proud and complacent become the source of corruption.
如果我们将自己的短处去跟别人的长处相比呢？
But if we compare our own shortcoming with the strength of others,
我们也会难免会沮丧和抑郁。
And so you inevitably will lead to depression and resentment.
那么由此所衍生的嫉妒跟怨恨，这些都会影响内心的东西，会影响我们外在的行为啊。
And so those jealousy and resentment will affect us.
最后保罗教导说行善不可丧志啊。
The last, Paul taught us not to grow weary when do good.
注意这里面行善，特别保罗讲到说第十节，说你当向众人行善。
And note here say doing good is to say to all people.
Yeah, 就是像信徒的一家更当如此。
Especially to the whole family.
所以行善是向所有的人要做的。
And to do good to all the people.
俗话说善有善报。
And there's a saying goes, good is rewarded.
这是真实的。
And this is true.
因为我们的善行将来必得到神的赏赐。
Because our good deeds must be rewarded by God.
但是这些所谓的善报可并非是立竿见影的事情。
However, sometimes the reward is not immediate.
有时我们爱心帮助呢，人家并不领情。
And sometimes we help others with love, others don't appreciate it.
那这个时候我们就说，既然这样，我就不再做了。
We see that, say, if that's the case, we shouldn't do it.
所以那个就是丧志哈。
And so that's we get go, grow weary.
那有的时候可能别人，我们帮助别人，别人不但不领情，可能还会恩将仇报。
And sometimes we help others that some people even return evil for good.
所以保罗说，我们不要灰心。
And so Paul said, do not get discouraged.
所以面对这样的情况，也不必愤愤不平。
And so when we're facing those situations, we should not be indignant.
因为我们知道上帝的公义在将来那个末日必会彰显出来。
Because we know that God's justice will be manifested in the last days.
所以无论得时不得时，总要做有益的事。
Whether it's in season or out of season, we always do good.
那有一部电影在90年代呢，这个英文的名字叫 Ghost, 啊，是中文翻译成叫人鬼不了情。啊。
And so there's a very famous movie in the 90s called Ghost.
那这个电影呢很受欢迎的。
It's a very popular movie.
其实这个电影讲的是个非常简单的一个故事。
And actually the movie is a very simple story.
但是它是讲一对夫妻啊，他们非常的恩爱。
And talks about a very loving couple.
结果这个丈夫有一天呢，就在街上的时候就突然间被人家给有人抢劫，结果就把这个丈夫给杀死了。
And one day the husband was robbed and been killed.
那这个丈夫离开他身体之后呢，他舍不得离开他的妻子，看他妻子那么伤心，他就在逗留在人世。
And so the husband, even though he passed away, that he was really, he loved his wife so much, so he still continued to stay on earth.
结果他就不但这样，他发现了一些秘密，原来他被杀呢，不是一个偶然的机会，是有人策划他的死亡。
And so actually he realized that his death was not a coincidence. Actually someone planned the murder.
那么在整个的故事当中呢，那么最后呢，就是这个策划谋杀他的这个人实际上是他的一个朋友。
And so then later, the end of the story is, that reveal that who planned the murder is his best friend.
那最后的结局啊，就是说这个朋友，他这个朋友就得到了他应有的下场。
And so in the end, talk about that his friend received his punishment.
所以当他最后这个朋友被这个窗户在那里被这个玻璃压到胸口，他死亡的时候。
And so the friend was killed by the broken window.
那最后他这个灵魂也就出来，一下他就看见他的朋友，面对面两个人都变成灵魂了啊。
So the soul came out of his friend, so both they were facing each other as a death.
啊，那么两个人就非常的惊讶哈，这个时候就看见说他的这个谋杀试图谋杀的朋友就怎么样被一些个鬼魂就给拉走了。
And so his friend who murdered him was taken by the ghost.
那么他呢，当完成这个事情以后，他就可以离开这个地上哈，他就到一个大光当中就离开。
So the husband who completed his mission, then he went to a very big light.
所以说这个电影啊，之所以受欢迎啊，不仅仅是因为这个故事有多么动人而已。
And so the movie was so popular, not necessarily because this is a moving movie.
就是因为这个故事讲了一个浅浅的道理，就是善有善报，恶有恶报。
So this story basically just talk about very simple message that you'll be rewarded with something you do good when and evil go evil.
所以我们今天甚至做的一小件的事情，小小的一件事情，将来神都会纪念我们。
Even though we do some small deeds, God will remember one day.
那么最后我们来思考一下这个经文的第七节跟第八节哈。
The last that we're going to consider, we're going to look at verse 7 and 8.
这两节经文应该是这一段经文的重中之重。
So those two verses should be the most important part of this passage.
第七节特别讲到神是轻慢不得的。
In verse 7, talk about God's not mocked.
就像我刚才讲的那个故事一样，他的那个朋友想尽办法把这个男主人公害死，就为得到一些利益而已。
And so they, just like the movie we talked about earlier, his friend tried to murder him, tried to gain gain some benefits.
所以这里就讲到神是轻慢不得。
But here talk about God is not mocked.
那我们自己看待，如何看待自己是一回事情啊。
And how we view ourselves is one thing.
但是关键是上帝如何看待我们。
But the key is how God view us.
因为他执掌人最终的命运啊。
Because God is in charge of man's ultimate destiny.
所以人看待自己应该合乎中道。
And so when we look at ourselves, we need to really, try not to be more or less.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
So whatever we saw, that's what we reap.
所以这一句话是本来是一句谚语。
And this is a proverb.
那么这个概念在圣经中也多次的提过了。
And this concept has appeared in the Bible many times.
那对于我们来说，这其实上是不同的文化都是有这种共同的经验。
So even though in different cultures, we all share the similar experience.
那么基于这样的共识，第八节的结论就是顺理成章的了。
So based on this consensus, the conclusion of verse 8 is,logical, matter.
如果人任由情欲掌管生命，
if people let the lust take charge of life,
那最终的结局必然是败坏。
The final outcome must be corruption.
唯有让圣灵掌管生命，才能收获永恒的生命。
Only by letting the Holy Spirit take charge of our life can we reap eternal life.
上次我们已经学习了这个圣灵的果子哈。
And last week we have learned about the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
那么保罗在这段经文里又吩咐了一些具体的命令。
And Paul actually gave some specific commands in this passage.
那么我们怎么样才能够做到这些顺着圣灵去撒种呢？
So how can we do to follow the sow to the Spirit?
其实这就是我们前面说我跟大家提到过那些方法啊。
So that's some of the method I have talked to you earlier.
一个就是我们讲到基督徒的自由，那是讲过 ITG 啊。
So we were talking about the freedom, we talk about ITG.
那么 I 就是 intention, 就是有意识的。
I means intention.
那么 T 呢就是 training, 就是说要训练。
And T is training.
那么 G 呢就是 goal, 就是我们要有目标。
G is a goal.
那么就是有意识有计划的要训练自己成为那种圣灵掌管的人。
So intentionally training toward the goal to be a person controlled by the Holy Spirit.
所以讲到这个内心的征战，我们又讲到这个整个的转变的过程，我们可以有三个步骤啊。
So there's a three steps toward the transformation process.
那这三个步骤我们叫三个 R, 对不对？
And we talk about those three steps, we say three R's.
就是反思、悔改以及更新。
Reflection, repentance, and renewal.
那么走上这条转变的道路并不是容易的事情啊。
So it's not easy to embark on this path of change.
但是能够坚持的走下去更是难上加难。
It's more difficult to be able to persist.
无论得时不得时，总要做有益的事情。
And whether it's in season or not in season, we need to do the right thing.
这需要个人的努力。
And it takes really a lot of discipline.
那么其他的人是无法越俎代庖的。
And no others can do it for us.
同时也需要主内弟兄姐妹的爱心相助。
So we also need the help of our brothers and sisters.
所以大家彼此的勉励，相互的扶持。
And so everyone encourage each other and support.
我们共同走这条属天的道路。
We walk this heavenly path.
今天呢，我们学习了保罗对于加拉太信徒最后的这种劝勉。
So today we learn from Paul's final exhortation to the Galatians.
这里既陈述了一些集体的准则，也包括了一些个人的责任。
Besides state the collective guidelines, also talk about personal responsibilities.
那么这个集体的准则呢，就包括了要挽回那些被过犯所胜的人。
And collective guidelines including restoring those who have been overtaken in trespass.
那么彼此要分担重担。
And we need to bear the burden with each other.
要供应专职教导的人。
And we need to providing the people who are full-time teaching.
那么个人的责任则包括小心被引诱。
And the personal responsibility including being careful to be tempted.
不可自欺。
And do not be deceived.
不可丧志。
Not to grow weary.
所以这些劝勉的总结呢，我想就是无论得失不得失，我们总要做有益的事情。
The summary of this encouragement is that no matter in season or out of season, always do good things.
有一出京剧啊，它的名字叫《锁麟囊》。
And there's a very famous Beijing opera called Lucky Purse.
那这个故事呢，本来是个很简单的故事。
It's also a very simple story.
那么1937年的时候呢，程砚秋呢就请当时个很著名的剧作家温藕红老先生，请他来编写一个剧本。
And so in 1937, 程砚秋 asked his teacher to write the story.
所以这个他就找到这个故事的话，就把它编成剧本。
But when they found the story, they made a Beijing opera script.
所以当1940年这个剧本就开始上映的时候，就没想到非常的受欢迎。
It became extremely popular in 1940.
这不但是因为呢，这个程砚秋当时他已经形成了自己的这个程派的这个风格。
And because 程砚秋 has his own style.
那么这个里面所有的这个唱腔啊，都集中他所有的这个程派唱腔的特色，非常的优美。
So all the people involved in the opera have their own style. It's very beautiful.
更重要的是这个故事本身也是非常吸引人的。
And most importantly, the story itself is extremely attractive.
它是讲到一个大家闺秀，他们家非常有钱。
We talk about this young lady, her family is extremely wealthy.
那么当她出嫁的时候呢，他们就给了她很多的陪嫁。
And so when she...Got married, her family give a lot of money.
这个很多的这个金银珠宝啊，但是他还心里面还有点不满足，还觉得不够哈。
And give a lot of jewelries and gold and silver, but even with that, she did not think that was enough.
所以当那天出嫁的时候呢，他们这个就当时就抬着这个轿子哈，就开始往这个他的。丈夫新的丈夫家去哈。
So the day when she got married, they would carry the carriage to the husband's home.
所以在路上呢，正常赶上天下雨。
And at that time it rained.
所以呢，他就不得不，他们就所有送亲的人就到一个亭子里面去避雨。
So they would try to avoid the rain, to under canopy.
Gazebo.
OK.
那么这个时候在那个地方他突然间遇到了另外一个新娘呢，也是出家的，也在那里避雨。
She met another lady who was getting married that day as well.
那因为那一家人很穷，这跟他一比一看就特别的寒酸。
But that lady's family is extremely poor, so there's a huge big comparison.
那所有迎亲的送亲的人，他们那边的这个对他们都很不客气哈。
And so the wealthy side of that party was not very rude to the poor side of that.
所以这个新娘在轿子里面是哭哭啼啼的哈。
And so the lady who was getting married was tearful.
那么这个时候，这个富家的小姐听到了他们哭声就问他到底是什么回事哈。
So the wealthy one heard the crying from the poor one and was curious, tried to ask what is going on.
他知道这个事情以后，他就说啊，那这样好办，就把我这个锁麟囊我就送给他吧。
So when she heard it, she thought, oh, this is easy. I want to give this my lucky purse to her.
因为这里面有些珠宝的话，足够他们有些年日可以使用的。
And there's quite a bit of jewelry in that purse that can help them probably to live for a few years.
那这个故事之后，他们之后呢就分开了，双方就也不认识，彼此都不认识就离开了。
So they never really know each other, and then after they separate their own way.
结果呢，故事讲的是几十年后，因为当地发大水哈。
And so a few decades later, there was a huge flood.
那么结果呢，这个富家小姐所在的这个家呢，所有的东西都被淹没，她不得不自己逃出来哈。
And so the wealthy one and the entire family and her home was totally taken over by the flood. They have to escape.
所以逃出来他也跟家人失散了。他为了谋生就不得不到一个有钱人家去给人家去做佣人。
So she separated her own family so she became a servant in a wealthy family.
所以在那家他给人家打工的时候，他居然在这家人当中看到了那个锁麟囊。
And when she was working for that wealthy family, she actually saw her own lucky purse.
所以那家人这才知道说，哦，原来当初救助他们的恩人呢，就已经到了他们家门口。
And so that family finally realized the person who actually helped this family is this lady who is serving in their home.
所以这个故事的结局就是一个大团圆的结局。
It was a happy ending.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看这个故事是很简单的一个故事。
This is also a very simple story.
但是确实是经久不衰的一个故事。
But this is a very popular and a very everybody like that story.
所以我们不要小看一些微不足道的事情。
Don't ever estimate some trivial things.
所以有时我们遇到他人的一个微笑，一声问候。
And sometimes when we encounter others, just a one smile or a greeting.
那么一句勉励的话，一个举手之劳。
And a word of encouragement, some a simple thing to do.
可能都会在一个人的生命中产生重大的影响。
They have a major impact in other people's life.
所以无论得时不得时，总要做一些有益的事。
Whether it's in the season or out of season, always do good.
好，让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢主你给我们的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all your grace and blessings.
在今天我们学习这段话语的时候，主我们。谢谢你借着这段经文亲自向我们讲话。
We thank you for speaking to us through this passage.
让我们晓得你在我们身上的心意。
So know your hearts in us.
我们晓得遵从神话语的人就是有福了。
We know obey your word is the one is being blessed.
愿主你亲自的加添我们的力量。
Continuously giving us the strength.
使我们在座的每一个人都能够蒙受主你的赐福。
So every one of us here will be blessed by you.
谢谢主，你亲自对我们说话。
Thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you for speaking to us, yourself.
愿主你亲自保守我们的心。
Continue to guard our hearts.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.